to Daniel, Rashi says, go free me. I'm stuck now. I sold myself to a cannibal. What do you call him? I sold myself to Sludoi. Go and save me. Omalei. So, Rabami said, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, HaMoich HaRatzma, we have born with the Chavim, and Poydi Loisai. I will point them as born in Mishnah Kukuloi. But the child later, we could be Poydi, that the kid should not grow up to be a guy. If so, the Kol Shchein HaOcha, Dika Kotlo. For sure here, that if the guy stays by these Ludim, they're going to kill him and eat him up. So for sure I have a right to be Poydi. I should redeem him. Then, Omalei Rabban Rabbami, the Rabban came to complain to Rabbami, no. Ha Yisrael Mumuhu. You should know this Jew is a mummer, he doesn't do the mitzvahs. The kochotle, the koch on the veil of treifas. We saw the way he was eating in a treifa restaurant. We saw him eating treif. Omulus, so maybe said back to him, so what? Emil to Yuvanu to Kyocha, maybe he had a taiva. It was a geschmack, smelled very good, there were lobsters there. He went to eat lobsters, he had a big taiva to eat it. Omulus, they said back to him, no. Was dimna dika terav yisura kamei. Sometimes there was a piece of meat there, a geschmack, a glab kosher steak, and a treifa steak. And Bishadah Katera left over the glad kosher steak, the Yachli Sur, and he went and ate the treifa steak. So you can't say, because he has a taiva to eat, because he could have eaten the heter. Elamai, this guy's a mumur, he doesn't care about doing mitzvahs. Malay, so Rabbi said, if that's the case, then Enetami, I'm not going to be paid to you. So he told him, Zil, go away from me, lekashakuli dafakinuch. They're not letting me be paid to you. Well, that's true that you attack a mumur, because by mumur, you don't have to save a mumur. Right. Resh Lakish, the Gemara says, Zovin Nashul Luludoi. Resh Lakish also sold himself to this nation's Ludoi. So Toysus says, Avada Tap Toysus, Kodim Shechaz Lamutav. This was before Resh Lakish became Resh Lakish. At the first, he was the head of the bandits. He wasn't such a tzaddik yet. But Avada, after he became a tzaddik Resh Lakish, he wouldn't have done such a thing like this. That's what Toysus says. But Resh Lakish sold himself to us as Ludoi. Shokabadei, know what he did with him? He took with him Chaisa, a big, the Guguta, inside the bag was a stone, a rock. That's what it took with him. What's the cheshbon? Omer Ashlaka said like this, Kimiri, I know these people that they kill you, but the Yom Abbas, the last day before they kill you, called the boy Yimanayu Avdulay. Whatever you ask them to do, the last day they'll do for you. Kihecha Delechel Adme, in order that you should be Meichel for the fact that they're going to kill you. Notice, they want you to be Meichel, give them permission to kill you. So they're nice to you, the last day, whatever you want, they'll do for you. So what Resh Lakish know? Even before he was a tzaddik, he was a chacham, the Resh Lakish. So he did like this. Yom Abbasel, es day, omrulei, my nichlecho, what do you want, Resh Lakish? Omrulei said back to him like this. Binon, at minchu, I want that I should be able to tie you people up. V'yazvincho, v'chol chad menaychu, amchu chayso palgo, that I should be able to give you 1.5 bangs with my bag. That's what I want to be able to do. They thought, no, he has the bag, they'll bang with a bag. So what? What's so bad about it? But he says, I want to tie your hands up and give you 1 and then another 1/2 a bang with my bag. So no, they said, okay. So Kamtinu, he went ahead and tied them up. The Yaisinu, and he brought them together there. Kol Chad Minayu. Now Kadmach Yechad Chiyusa, when he gave them 1 bang with his bag that had the stone, the rock inside it, Nofik Nishmase, they come out died already. From 1 bang, they died already. But Chakinu Lishine, he saw one guy like moving his lips, his mouth, the face. Lishine, Izom, he said, Achicha kamachichas be, like you're laughing at me. Akati poshtacho gabi pagod chayosa, be careful. I can still give you another 1/2 of a bang here. And Katlinu Kula, he killed them all out. Resh Lakish killed them all out. Nothing, he went away. That's what Resh Lakish did. That was his chokhmah here. Well, the Chassam Sefer once said, if the Derech Musa here, he meant to say, he's talking about the Yetzirah here. That he wiped out the Yetzirah. It's not talking about really sold himself. It was a shadow of the Yetzirah, had to kill the Yetzirah. No, Kitzah. The also Yosef, Resh Lakish later on, by Yichachal, he was eating, the Shosin was drinking. His Armale Brate, so his daughter told him, Leiboyis Midi Lemiz Galayo, don't you want something to lean on? Don't you want a pillow? Armaloy said back to him, no, Biti Krisi Kari. My stomach is my pillow. I don't need a pillow. Resh Lakish used to lie in his stomach, that was enough for him. But Kinach Nashi, before he died, when he died, Shove Kaba the Marika. He left off only 1 Kaba of Marika of Karka Masafrin. So he didn't leave over too much, he only left over this. So Kora Nashi set upon himself the Pasuk, the Yozul Acherim Chilam. There's other people save up their money in the bank, they have $1 million, they're afraid to spend it. What for? They want to leave it over. So other people leave over their money. That's not a good midah. Resh Lakish wasn't that way. Everything he had, he spent when he was alive. All he had to leave over was one kav, one measurement of saffron, that's all. The Mashmah is a good midi. You're not supposed to save your money for after your life. If you have money now, do good things with it now. No. If you sell your field to a guy, there's a knas mid rabbanin that you have to every year go to that go and buy off him the first fruits that grow and bring bikurim from it. That's at the corner mid rabbanin. In other words, you're not allowed to sell your field to a guy. So if you went and sold your field to a guy, you still have to buy back the bikurim. So Moses says, "Omar Rabba, Afa pi shen kinnu lo v'chovim, Beras Yisrael, le'afkiyem midei ma'iser." This is a new story. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding off Mem Zayin Omar Aleph by the Mishnah. Hamoy chesedei lo v'chovim. If you sell your field in Eretz Yisrael to a guy, so din is l'keach, you have to buy back from him the first pears that grow, or maybe the man will be kurim, and you have to bring it to Yishlai and bring bikurim from it. This is the Tikkunim of the Rabbanan. We'll see in the Gemara why. Because they don't want people to go and sell their lands to a guy. Therefore, we made a Tikkun, even though you sold it, still you have to buy back the pears. In other words, we hold that a Kenyan, a guy owning a field in Eretz Yisrael, the pears are still mechuyiv and bikurim. A guy's kinyan is not mafkiya midei kedusha. We'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara says like this: Omar Rabba, Afa pi shen kinyan l'arbi kechovim b'yeretz Yisrael lihafkiya midei meiser. Even though if a guy owns a field in Eretz Yisrael, it's not strong enough to take away the kedusha. In other words, it's still mechuyev meiser. If a Jew wants to eat those fruits, he has to first take off trumas and meiseris. Shinemel is a post, it says, Ki li oretz, means the land belongs to Hashem. That means li kedusha soretz. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the kedusha. That no matter who owns the land of Eretz Yisrael, it still has kedusha, and any fruits that grow there, you have to take off the trumas and maaseres. Avol, but, yesh kinyan l'yavdei kechovim v'Eretz Yisrael, lach ba ba'boros tichon umaros. But if a guy owns the field in Eretz Yisrael, he has the right to do with it whatever he wants. He could dig ditches there, he could dig into it. Shinemek, as the Pasuk says, HaShemayim Shemayim LaHashem, V'Yoretz Nosan Levnei Yodim. But Yoretz, this world, Hashem gave Levnei Yodim. So Rashi says, L'chor Tzachayim. They could do whatever they want with the karka, even of Eretz Yisrael. This is Rabbi Shita. V'Reb Lezer Oimer, Afal Pi. Sheyesh kinyan liyavi kechovim beretz Yisrael lihafkiya midei meiser. Rav Lezer holds no that if a guy is koina karka in Eretz Yisrael, if a guy buys it, so he takes away the gedusha and the fruits that grow there, you potter from trumas and meisers. Shenem, because the apostle says digoncha. We ask him which peiros is mechuyev and trumas and meisers. Digoncha peiros that grew by a Jew. The loy dog and avikachovim. And not if the pears grew by a guy. This is Rabbi Lezer Shita. Avolein kin Rabbi Kechovim the Eretz Yisrael lach ba barbaris tichon amaris. But Rabbi Lezer holds a guy does not have a kinyan in Eretz Yisrael to do what he wants with the pears, to do what he wants with the karka. He's not allowed to stam go ahead and dig ditches in the ground. Shenema, that's nikur adin. If he asked the Chachamim what to do, he wouldn't be allowed to do it. Shenema, because the pasuk says La Hashem Oretz Amaloya, and the land belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Rabbi Lezer Shita. So Gemara explains now, B'maikim Miflagi, what's the Machlokes? Because the Machlokes, Rabbi and Rabbi Lezer Bekitza, if a guy owns property in Eretz Yisrael, the fruits that grow there is a mafkia made kedusha that you put it for Trumas and Maisers, if the Jew buys it now, or no, the Peres are still mechuyev in Trumas and Maisers. And if a Jew eats those pears before he eats them, he has to take off the trumas and meisers. So what's the machlokes? It's the Maika Miflagi. Masava digoncha. The pasuk says digoncha. Mashma the dogon the tfuah of you by a Jew. So Rabba holds it means or Rabbi Lezer holds digoncha for loy dogon avikachavim and not fruits that are dogon tfuah that grew by a guy. If it grew by a guy, you potter, because the guy has the kinyan in Eretz Yisrael to take away the kedusha. That's Rabbi Lezer Shita. Umasava, Rab holds no. We dash in diguncha, for loy digun avikachavim. Diguncha means, diguncha means, it depends who makes the digun, who makes the decree. That's what it means. Diguncha, Rashi says, means, shemir chonad chavim. When the halacha of Peiros is, once it grows a third, then that's the time you could take off trumas and maisers. But the chiyu to take it off is not until you take the kree. It means you take the whole pile of tfu home and you make meruach. Meruach means you pile, you push down the pile. That's the gemar malacha. The end of making a pile of wheat, let's say, is that you smooth down the top of the pile. So if the guy does that, that's potter. Even if he does it with Jewish tfuah. That's what the pasuk means to say. That diguncha v'loy digun shalav v'chavim. That if a goy is merchon, Rashi says, vein shaloi b'shas meruach, shugmar malachton, lamaisa, meruach avichavim poitron. That if these tfuah now belongs to a goy, b'shas meruach, if the goy bought it and the goy makes meruach, that's potter. V'yafilu lochom yischo b'shibarlam. Even if the goy bought these wheats when it was still in its stalk, the goy went down to a Jewish field and bought the stalks off the Jew. Still, if washas meruach, the goy takes home and the goy makes a pile of the wheat and smooths down the pile, that's the zman when you mechuyev a truma semaisris. If at that time it belongs to a goy, you potter. Avlin megdilu b'karka v'chavim. But let's say this wheat grew by goyish karka. True, but v'lochon yisrael b'shibolim. But let's say a Jew bought it off the goy when it's still in its stalks. Omerchon, and now the Jew makes the meruach. The Jew takes out the tfu and makes a pile and smooths it down. Then chayavim b'maisa. That's Rabbi Shita. The karka eretz Yisrael b'yadav yichovim lo hufko kdushasa. Because karka that a guy owns in eretz Yisrael, the kedusha does not go off it. Still called peiros that could have a chiyuv trumas b'maisas. That's what the pasuk says. Digoncha, it depends b'shas digun. B'shas, you make an decree. B'shas, you make this pile and smooth down the pile. It depends who owns the peiros at that time. If at that time a goy owns it, you take a potter. And if a Jew owns it at that time, you chayiv. Even though it was grown in the karka of a goy, it doesn't make a difference. That's the pshat of the pasuk digoncha. That's what Rabbi holds. So Mara says, Omar Rabbi says, Minu aminu. How do I know this yisoid? That's not because we learned like this. The Mishnah says in Peya, Ha leket v'yashikcha v'yapeyam shalav v'kechavim. If a guy owns the field in Eretz Yisrael, and he left over, he was mekayim the mitzvah of leket shikcha and peya. When he went down to cut down his fields, he left over the peya, he left over a corner for the aniyim to take. He's not mechuyev to do it, but it's time he left it over. The lachar is chayovim v'maiser. The lachar is now, if a Jew takes these peiros, before he eats them, he has to take off trumas ma'isros. Elim came hifker, unless the guy was really mafka the peiros. That's what it says in Mishnah. So the question is, hey chidami, how are we talking about here? Eli medi Yisrael, if you want to say that this leket shechapei was from a Jewish field, v'lektinu v'kichavim, and all it just means is if a guy went and collected the peya, that's all. And now if a Jew wants to eat from it, he has to take off ma'isros. The question is why? It says Elim kem hifker. Then it says only if the guy is mafkrit ho mifkrei v'kaima. You don't need the guy to be mafkrit. It's hefker from before. If you tell him now we're talking about by a Jewish field that the Jew made it into peyam. So when a Jew leaves over the corner of his fields for the aniyim to take it, that's an automatic hefker. So whoever takes it now is potter for trumas ma'isros. That's the locha that from Hefku you put them in a mice, like Rashi says. The Bosa says, Shinemar, O bo ha levi kien lo chelik vanach limoch. The mi shen lo chelik vanach limoch. Yotso elu, shen lo ben chelik vanach limoch. Shrehein Hefku mufkarim. There's only a chi of leket shirapeya from something that belongs to you and not from Hefku. See if these terrorists belong to a guy, to a Jew, and he was mafka them, he made a peya, then you put them from Truma. El alav isn't talking about the Yerv Kechavim. We're talking about now that this field belonged to a guy, and the guy left over the end of his field for payah, for Lektinu Yisrael, and a Jew went and collected and took this payah now. So it says, time of the Hefker. Why is the potter from Truma only if the guy was Mafker his field? But Holoi Hefker, but if the guy did not make his field Hefker, this payah Hefker, he didn't make it open for anybody, Chayiv, then if a Jew takes those fruits, he has to take off Trumas and Maisus. So the question is why? So see the pshat is, because since this karka, even though it belongs to a guy, still the lachar is the pair of samachuyiv and Trumas and Maisus. So I call upon him, it says that there is chayiv and Truma. So Gemara says, loy. Liyerlam really could be the Yisrael. We're talking about that this field belonged to a Jew. And the Jew left over the payah. For lektinu wavikichavim. And the guy went and collected it. Or the karma that you have a kasha. Why do we need the guy to be mafgrit now? Ho miskarevikaimo, it's hefka by itself. No. Nehi the mafgri adai to the Yisrael. True. A Jew, when he leaves over payah, he has in mind that if a Jew takes it, then it should be hefka. Any poor Jew that wants to take it, it's okay. But I died to the other chavim mimavkarei. But did he make it hefka for going to take it? He didn't have in mind the guy should take it. Therefore, it's two truths in the Ritzvah. If a guy does take it, that the Jew's hefka is not chal, therefore it's not hefka. Therefore, you mechuyiv in truma samaisas, unless the guy now is mafkarit. And the other pshat the Ritzvah says is, that since a guy took it, most probably you're talking about, there were no aniyim around. If there were no aniyim around there, then it's not called hefker. It's only hefker if you have poor people to take the payah. But if there are no aniyim around, then the Jew is never mafkarit. So therefore, if the guy takes it, it's still mechuyiv and truma samaisas if a Jew goes to eat those fruits. Because it was never hefker. Only if the guy, whoever took it now, is mafkarit, then for the next person will be potter. So therefore, we have no proof so far. Toshma coming here. It says Alocha Yisrael Shalot Achsoda Meyer B'Kichavim. If a Jew bought a field off a guy in Eretz Yisrael, so it depends. Ad Shaloi Hevi Shlish. If the fruits on that tree did not grow a shlish yet, or the wheat did not grow a third yet, V'Chazru Mochru Loi Mishavi Shlish. And now he went and sold it. After it grew a shlish, he sold it back to a guy. He should know chayevus b'maisa, that whoever buys this field now, whoever buys the fruits, there's a chiyuv trumas b'maisus shekva nischayvoy, because it was already mechuyiv. Like we said before, when the fruits grow one third, at the time it's one third grown, that's the time that if you want to, from now on, you could give off trumas b'maisus. So it depends who owns the field at the time when their fruits become ripe a third. So it says here, Neschaivoyin, Loi Neschaivoloi. So here it says clearly only because the Jew owned the field at the time when it was a third grown. But Mashma, if a guy would own it at that time, and then a Jew would buy it later, he'd be potter for Truma Samaisus. So you see, if a guy owns the field in Eretz Yisrael, you're potter for Truma Samaisus. Tzmur says no. Hochaba Mayaskinon Besuria. Here we're talking about this land is in Syria. Uksava kibush yochid loishme kibush. That really David HaMelech captured Syria, but it's called the kibush yochid. Did it privately. Rashi says, v'lehoye ko Yisrael shom. He didn't have all the Jews with him. So therefore, it's not a real pachelik of Eretz Yisrael. It's only midrabonin. Therefore, since the old kedusha is only midrabonin, then we say if a guy owns the lands in Syria, you're potter for truma semaisus. But in Eretz Yisrael itself, that's midiraisa, there could be, even if a guy owns it, still you have a chi of truma semaisus. Toshima coming here, it says that Yisrael b'yavik echovim, shelach chusadeh b'shutfis. If a guy and a Jew bought a field together, b'shutfis, in Eretz Yisrael, so the lachar is the fruits now that grow on this field, we consider it Tevel the